Terry Downs, born 1936, May 36. Went to America when I was 16. Boxed in the United States Marines for 3 years. Won every championship they had. Boxed in the 1956 Olympic qualifications and got through to the final. The winner of the final bout was to go to Australia, Melbourne it was at the time, yeah. And a general came in and said to me, very encouraging news, said, Downs, if you win, you can't represent us, you're still a British citizen. So I thought, bloody great that is. Anyway, I went out, I beat the geezer, and they still never took me, and they took him, and he did well out there, I think he got a bronze medal. But then, after that, I came back to England for a rest when I got out of the Marine Corps. I was still an amateur. Came back to England, and they gave me a lot of publicity and that, you know, and I had a couple of fights over here. And one of them I got cut in, a little cut on my in my head. A minute cut. You could have done it with a comb and the blood trickled down my forehead. And the referee, this amateur referee, he didn't even stop to look in between my to part of my hair to look at it. He stopped the fight and said, oh, that's all over. Well, I was gutted. I mean, it means you can't box for, I think it was 3 weeks or a month at the time in amateurs, you stopped with a cut. I mean, I was going to miss the ABA championships that I came over to win, hopefully to win. So this is a joke, this amateur game. And then the professional managers got hold of me and they were speaking to me, propositioning me with various things. So in the meantime, I'd seen the standard of professional fighters over here, which I thought was very low. I think I'll stay here. I can beat all these blokes already. What's the good of going back to the States where they've got a ton of good fighters that I know of? I said, I can beat these blokes in England already, and they're getting fair money. So I stayed in England, that was it. That was 1957. In 1960, I beat the number one world contender, Joey Giardello, in October 1960, and that got me a match with the world champion, Paul Pender, in Boston in January 61. I fought him out there, and I was doing very good out there, but I got a bad cut again, so he stopped the fight out there, 8 rounds. But Harry Levine, the British promoters, had gone out there and watched the fight, and they knew it would be a good draw in England, a return match. So they bought Pender over. Well, they enticed him over with a load of money. In fact, they give him so much money, they couldn't give me much. That's how the story goes. So I'm fighting like for peanuts because I thought I could beat him, right? They said, well, look, if you think you can beat him, you should fight for a little. We can't afford to give you both a lot of money. So they give me a little and him a lot. Consequently, I beat him over here. In 9 rounds, I think it was 9 rounds. So now in the meantime, we had to sign a return contract clause. That means, should I beat him, we got to have a return in Boston. Well, the way it was arranged, the way the contract was worded, he got the most for a fight over here. And when we went back to Boston, he still got the most again. So I fought him 3 times and got virtually nothing out of it. 3 world title fights. Because your expenses are, it's a lot of money when you go to America, you take sparring partners, you don't stay in a bloody wooden shed, do you? Stay in a hotel, you got 5, 6, 7 people with you. Hotel bills are a lot, fares are a lot. So all my purses fighting him were taken up with bloody expenses. Anyway, I lost the fight with him back there. Went the distance, well, you couldn't expect to win there. It's a notorious town for hometown decisions, Boston. So I lost the fight and came back to England. Had a couple more fights. I beat Sugar Ray Robinson, former back in England. And then, in the meantime, Pender had retired. He'd given up his title. And a bloke I'd fought a long time before, a very good fighter, Dick Tiger, won the middleweight title. So now this Dick Tiger, great Nigerian fighter, he was very good. He's now the middleweight champion. But the people that manage him wouldn't do business with the people that manage me. So there was no way I was ever going to get another shot at the World Middleweight Championship. So I had a couple of light heavyweight fights. They said, well, we can get you a fight with Pastrana, Willie Pastrana. So I thought that'd do me good. You know, the man was a big puncher, but very, very clever boxer. Very fast for a light heavyweight. Well, I put on a few pounds. I went and fought Pastrana. I was doing good with him, you know, till 11 rounds, and then he caught me a good shot and the referee stopped the fight. You know, I thought it was a bit premature, but it's an old saying in fighting, it's better to stop a fight too soon than it is too late. You can always go on and say, you know, you see a lot of bad refereeing on television, guys getting battered in the corner. They haven't won a round, why don't the referee stop the bloody fight? Last night there was a couple of fights on, and the referee stopped it, and the journalist, the bloke sitting there doing the commentator, said, oh, I can't believe he stopped that. I thought, yeah, you should have took some of him right-handers, mate. You believe he stopped it. The bloke hadn't won a round. It was the fifth round, I think, and he was getting belted. There's no way he was going to come back and win it. He was just going to get belted for another five rounds. So I agree with the stoppage.
How did you get into boxing?
I got into boxing at school. I was always having fights and that. Yeah, I'd fight everybody in school. But boxing's in my family. I've had a few fighters in the family. But I always used to fight at school and get told off and caned for it. When this thing come round for boxing, all British schools championships, I was like, yeah, Master, I'll write your guide in that downs. I'll teach you a lesson. So he put me in it. In the meantime, I had to join a boxing club to learn a bit more, and I did quite good at it. Got beaten in London finals or something. The next year went again. And that was the start of it. You had club fights, progress from there. That's how I went to America at 16.
Well, what do you think of it now?
Well, I don't know, it'll be detrimental, but yeah, six or seven fights now, you're a bloody world champion. They got so many world champions. It's a joke, everyone's a world champion. There's nothing to stop anybody declaring themselves some sort of world champion. We're just advertising on a program. You know, it's just a joke. There's no uniform body that runs boxing throughout the world. Each country's got their own separate body. Like, right? Now, the British Board of Control have been influential a long time, but now they've got no control because they're being sued by... Who was the colour kid that got knocked out? He never got a proper. What was his name, boy? Never got taken care of.
Watson,
yeah. So, this Board of Control, they haven't got any power. It was never any good, but they were a body that was there. They could ban you and stop your boxing for so many days or weeks or whatever. They controlled it. But now, it's so. I don't know the word for it. But people take it to such an extent now, they bring solicitors in and they go through the laws like bloody racial discrimination and things they bring up to do with boxing that. And they go to unions, to bloody European Parliament or something over laws to do with boxing. So the Border Control can't, they're frightened to set down anything because there's some smart aleck will find a way around it. Through all these different bloody... I'm not involved, I ain't been in boxing for 20 years. That's why I don't want to be in it.
Can you tell me what your nickname was, Terry?
Oh, whatever they could get away with calling me, I don't know. Terrible Terry, Paddington Panther. I don't bloody know.
And did you enjoy your time boxing?
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it when I got out of it and all.
Would you recommend it for
no.
these days?
No. Well, I got three boys, you don't see none of them boxing. I wouldn't recommend it to anybody. It's the pits. But you know, it's what I was good at. It's no good if you're a good car mechanic, you don't gonna be a carpenter, do you? You do what you can do, I could fight, so I got paid for fighting. End of the story. You do what you can do. Well, you got to work hard and train hard, you just can't get in and have a fight. can't hold your hand up for a minute if you don't train. And I was a good trainer because I wasn't a good fighter. I was a good trainer. I knew they'd get tired before me. When he got tired, they was in trouble. You probably won't be able to understand a word of that when you play it back. You say, what did he say there? What a big quiet. What did he say there? What did he say there? I don't know. No, look at the boxing news. What was they call me? I don't know what they call me.